Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
So did you know that the average rent on a two-bedroom apartment in Seattle was increased by 7.65% annually between July 2011 and July 2020? 7.65% average increase on a two-bedroom apartment. So I was looking that up the other day because I got a great question of the week from Andrew in Issaquah that we'll get to in a minute. But rents, you know, that goes back to the old question, rent versus buying. When does it make sense to buy versus rent? And I will just tell you that, you know, the years of experience, if you're going to be in any particular place for any period of time, it makes sense to buy in most cases. Because if we look at the value of the properties, if the rents are going up that much, well, in a lot of areas in Seattle, the values of the property have gone up at the same clip, 6-7%. So those people that, you know, maybe bought the home for $200,000 a few years ago, it's worth $300,000. So that's the idea. That's a common question, but it's not always black and white. If you're someone like a military family that's moving every year, sometimes it's hard to buy because by the time you pay the fees to get the mortgage and then you pay the commissions when you sell a property, it doesn't make sense. But that's one of the questions that's always coming up, rent versus buy. And I will tell you, over all my years, looking back at people financially, people that own property over 10, 20, 30 years generally have more wealth. And so that's the one great thing about owning properties. We can lock that price in, lock in that monthly payment, so to speak, versus be, you know, held subject to those rent increases year after year. And we can also have that same discussion, I think, when we talk about leasing versus buying a car. So what's better, to lease or to buy? Now, I know there's probably some people out there right now that are just screaming at the radio saying, oh, gosh, I'd never lease a car. And there's other people that say, I always lease a car. Right. I have a colleague that he just leases a car every 3 years because he gets them under warranty. He can budget for them and he doesn't have to worry about maintenance or any of that other stuff. And yet most people, I think it's the same thing. If you're going to turn your cars every 2 or 3 years, leasing can make sense. But if you're going to buy something and hold on to it, you can, you know, usually come out ahead if you just buy the car. But again, that's a question for debate. It depends on your circumstances, where you're at, how much are you driving, are you really turning cars every so often, whatever it is. Are you writing it off as a business? So we often run into the same discussion because there's financial advisors and insurance agents out there that describe the difference between traditional plans and asset-based long-term care plans as rent versus buying. They do the same thing with life insurance. Term insurance is the rent. Whole life insurance is something that you buy. You're going to have it forever. And I don't think that analogy is really fair when it comes to long-term care planning. And we'll get into that. So we're going to spend some time talking about those two differences. And it's based on a question from Andrew that we'll get to here in just a second. But before we get into all that information for the show, I want to give a special thank you to everybody that came to our class on Thursday this week. It was just fantastic. This is a class that we have with Dory Monson. He starts off and he kind of tells his story. And I get, you know, all the time I get people that will call me up and say, hey, is Dory really a client of yours? And does he really have a policy from you? And it's like the answer is yes, absolutely. In fact, that was one of the deals that got Dory and I working together is that this was something that he felt was important for his family. He has three girls, and that's really what we bonded over. We bonded over the fact that long-term care insurance planning isn't just about whether you have enough money or not. It's about having a plan and having access to those resources so that your family members don't have to deal with all that. And again, my analogy is always when the house burns down, the insurance company doesn't show up and just give you a sack full of money. They actually get the contractors, they get the permits, they get your house rebuilt, you go on with your life. And that's the idea of the long-term care insurance, and that's kind of why Dory went into that as well as saying, look, I really want to protect my girls. I want, if something happens to me or my wife, I want to be in that situation where they are protected. And that's exactly what I've done with my plan. So, again, a special thank you to everybody that showed up. It was just a great class. And by the way, you know, we have one more class next Friday. That's the 21st at 9 a.m. And the reason why we always promote these webinars, it used to be our live classes. Now we're just doing the same information over the Internet. Again, the idea is to get you educated, kind of get you up to speed, what long-term care is, what it pays for, where it pays for care, what are your different options, what does it mean by traditional versus asset-based, what does Medicare and Medicaid pay for? So we get all that stuff out of the way, and then when you're ready to start having that discussion, you've got a good foundation on some of the options that are out there, and then we can really sit down and pick through and really get started designing a custom plan for you. And our whole process is based on the education. Then we're going to find out a little bit about your situation, and we're going to design a plan for you, because long-term care insurance isn't something you just go buy off the shelf. And a lot of people try to sell it that way. I see quotes all the time. Here's $3,000 a month for 3 years, and that's just what they're always quoting. We don't do that. We're actually going to design a plan. We're going to find out what's important to you, and then we're going to put a plan in place that's not only makes sense for you and your family, but it makes sense financially. We're going to show you the best way to fund that plan, because there's different options. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit today, because we got a question of the week from Andrew that we'll get to when we come back from our first break. So again, next class next Friday morning, 9 o'clock, the 21st. That's our last class for the month. You can sign up at 525longtermcare.com. Stick around. We're going to head into our first break, and we'll be right back.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
You know, we can't always count on good health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel in having long-term care coverage. And if you've been thinking about it but have questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join my friends from 525 Advisors Friday, August 21st at 9 a.m. for their free long-term care planning live webinar. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. And when you're ready, 525 Advisors will work with you to design your custom plan, just as they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has a lifetime benefit that pays us back if we never use it. I love the amount of time they spend with us. It's not just me. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today at 525longtermcare.com for their class coming up August 21st, 9 a.m. The class is free, and they'll give you a copy of their long-term care planning book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio this weekend. Boy, we are just getting the heat. I will tell you, it's supposed to be really hot on Sunday, so I don't know if you're listening Saturday or Sunday. We're actually on the air two times Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and then you can catch us Sunday at noon. Again, you can get our schedule at 525longtermcare.com. And also, if you missed the radio show, you can get the podcast, you can get it on our website, you can get it on iTunes. And again, just gives you a chance to listen to it at your own pace. And I know, like today's show, we're going to get into quite a bit of numbers. And so those are always hard shows. I think they're hard on the radio going over numbers. I try to avoid it, but sometimes we just have to talk about them. So, again, if you miss anything or you want to slow it down and hear it again, you can always get our podcast out there and just listen at your own pace. So I want to talk, you know, rent versus buying. I get this question a lot, and I got a question from Andrew in Issaquah. And Andrew says, I like the idea of a single-pay long-term care plan, but I don't care about the return of premium. And so he's talking about some of these asset-based plans are going to pay you back if you don't use them. He doesn't care about that. So he goes on. He says, can I get just a long-term care insurance with a single payment, and does it cost less? So, again, great question. And before we get into the answer for Andrew, let's talk a little bit about what we're talking about here as far as asset-based with return of premium and traditional plans. An asset-based plan is also called a hybrid plan or a linked benefit plan. And what we're really talking about, the IRS says linked benefit in the sense that we're linking long-term care insurance with some other benefit. And with the asset-based plans, there's really two chassis that these plans are built on. One is going to be some kind of life insurance component, and the other one's going to be some kind of cash value, which is usually just scheduled as a deferred annuity, like a fixed deferred annuity underneath that chassis. And the idea of those two parts of the policy, either the life insurance or the annuity underneath this long-term care plan, is to get the money back to you if you don't use it for long-term care. Here's where it gets confused. Often these plans are described as annuities that you can use for long-term care or life insurance that you can use for long-term care. That is not what we're talking about on a linked benefit. And what I mean by that is if I have a life insurance policy, just pick a death benefit. I have $500,000 of life insurance. I can put a chronic care rider on there, a 101G rider, and the insurance company will say you can use 90% of that $500,000 for long-term care. So really what you're doing is you're just spending down your death benefit, but that's all the long-term care insurance you have is whatever percentage they're going to allow you to use of that death benefit. That's a life insurance policy that's used with a chronic care rider. The same thing with an annuity. If I put money into a deferred annuity, so I put $100,000 into my plan and it grows to $150,000, they have a rider on it, and the IRS says I can pull out that $150,000 tax-free to use for long-term care. Now, that's all the money I have is whatever that money's grown into, and that's a chronic care rider. So the IRS calls that a 101G rider. G as in girl. Now, what we talk about here on Long-Term Care Radio are linked benefits. They are operating under a 7702B rider. So when I say life insurance, now all of a sudden a policy might have say $144,000 death benefit, but it has $600,000 of long-term care. The $144,000 death benefit is just really going to be equal to or maybe a little bit more than the premiums that you paid for the policy. So what we're doing is we're saying, hey, if you used $144,000, you've used up your death benefit, which was the return of premium. But if you need long-term care, you still have like another 4 years of long-term care insurance. Or in my case, my joint plan that my wife and I have, we have a $200,000 death benefit. We have unlimited long-term care insurance. The $200,000 death benefit is just designed to return the premium that we're putting into the policy back to the estate if we don't use it. Or in our case, a little bit less because we maximized our long-term care. So keep that in mind. And what Andrew's talking about is he's saying, I don't care about that return. If I die and I don't use my long-term care insurance, I don't care. So if I can get just the long-term care insurance for less money and still do it in a single payment, I would rather go that route. That's what he's talking about. Now, keep in mind that these asset-based plans out there, the nice thing that's available about them is I can pay in a single payment. I can pay over 5 years. I can pay over 10 years. I can have there's a company that has it paid up at 65. So if I'm 50, I can have my policy fully paid up and funded at age 65. They just continue to grow in value. And if I don't use them, there's always some value in the policy itself. That's what we're talking about on an asset-based long-term care plan. Now, the contrast of that is a traditional long-term care plan. So think of this as just pure risk insurance. Remember, we're talking about linked benefits. We have an asset, so some value that's going back to the estate if we don't use it, and we are linking that with long-term care insurance. That's what we're talking about on a traditional plan, is just the pure risk long-term care insurance, like our homeowner's insurance. If the house doesn't burn down, there's no value in that policy. That's the way traditional long-term care insurance plans work. Now, to keep in mind with these, traditional plans have been around since really the 70s, like 1974 roughly is when the first policies came out. And it can be the least expensive way to buy long-term care insurance. And this is where that discussion rent versus buy comes up, because what I'm doing is I'm just paying that annual payment every year. I'm just renting the insurance, so to speak. And if I end up in a long-term care situation, boom, I get the benefits. I get that monthly benefit. But if I die, there's no value back. Same as if you're renting a house versus owning a house. If your grandma's renting and she passes away, you're going to get the call to come get her stuff out of the house, but that's it. There's no other value there. Versus if she owns the house, well, you're going to sell the house. There's going to be some value in there. So think of that traditional versus those asset base. Now, the thing about traditional plans is we're just paying for the long-term care insurance. Now, is that always cheaper? It can be. Quite frankly, it really can be, because remember, the premiums stop if I'm paying over time. The premiums are going to stop once I go on claim. The other thing to keep in mind is that on a traditional plan, they're treated as medical insurance to payments. So if I'm a business owner, I can deduct some of the premiums. If I'm a C corporation, I can deduct 100% of the premiums. And there's also some options out there now where we have a single pay option. So Andrew's saying, can I buy just long-term care insurance without any return of premium? Yes, you can. You can actually do that in a single premium. Or does it make sense to pay into over 10 years and have a fully paid up plan? There's a couple companies that do that, but the standard is just kind of like rent. It's just I'm going to pay my annual premium until I trigger a claim. So that's the way most long-term care insurance plans work that are what we call traditional. Now, keep in mind that with a traditional plan, there's no guarantee on the ongoing payment. So that means the insurance company can raise the rates. They can't raise yours individually. They have to raise it as a group. The National Association of Insurance Commissioners say we're facing maybe a 10% chance that we'll see a rate increase if we take a plan out today, because they've really put the pressure on the insurance companies to go out and adjust the pricing already based on the data that's available. And they look at mortality and morbidity, meaning, you know, at what age you're going to die, what's your morbidity, what's your health like. And then they also look at factors like interest rates. And now that the interest rates have gone down, that's putting more pressure on the insurance companies. But they're looking at all that in their actuarial tables, and they're coming up with the premiums. But the states are saying, look, you can't just go out and start raising rates on a regular basis. The older policies are seeing a lot of that, but these newer policies have already been priced accordingly. So there's not a big chance of that rate increase. Now, that's really the difference, right? Pay-as-I-go, traditional, or asset-based. Asset-based can be single payment. Pay-as-you-go, limited pay options. Traditional plans actually can be a single pay. So Andrew's question, can I buy just the insurance without a return of premium and just do a single payment? Because I don't want ongoing payments. I like the idea of just moving a chunk of money over and having my insurance paid. Well, you can. You can actually do that. And does it make sense? Well, it's just like renting versus buying. It depends on our situation. Number one, we're going to look at, are you single? Are you married? Are you male? Are you female? What is your age? What are your health conditions? All those are going to have some factors, because traditional underwrites a little bit differently than asset base, meaning that you might have some compromised health issues which would push your premiums up on a traditional plan, which an asset base isn't going to look at that. They're going to underwrite it a little bit differently. So we have to weigh all those factors. But let's just take an example here for Andrew. If we just assume all things are even out there, everything is just, the health-wise and everything else, we're in good health. And let's take a look at this. If we go into like a 60-year-old male, and I run the numbers on this, we're going to take, let's pick a long-term care benefit of $6,000 a month. That means if I go on claim today, I would get $6,000 a month for 6 years, or for 72 months. So I have 6 years minimum coverage at $6,000 a month. And then let's put an inflation rider on that. So that means that my total bucket of money increases by 3% every year. And the amount that I can pull out of the policy, or that $6,000 monthly benefit, will increase by 3% a year too. So let's just design one of these plans, 6 years minimum coverage. And let's look at traditional versus asset-based plan. So on a traditional, Andrew, as a male, he could buy that policy, $6,000 a month with 3% inflation, for a minimum of 6 years of coverage. He can buy that plan for a single check of $98,000. Now, there's no other benefit. If he dies, the money's gone. If he goes on to long-term care, he gets that full big bucket of money. He has that. He bought it for $98,000. Now, if we look at an asset-based plan, I can take that same coverage, $6,000 a month for 6 years with 3% inflation rider on it. I can buy that plan as a MEL for $120,000. So you got to put about $22,000 more into the plan up front. Here's the catch, though. In that situation, the asset-based plan, if I don't use it, it's going to pay back $144,000. So that's what we call that's structured as a death benefit. That's the return of premium, $144,000. The reason why it's structured as a death benefit is because, remember, he only put $120,000 into the plan. He dies. He gets $144,000 back. That's a $24,000 gain. So if it's structured as a death benefit, it's tax-free. So that's where that linked benefit comes in. You want that if you can get that. But also on that asset-based plan, you have to understand this, that even if he uses all of his long-term care, so let's say that, you know, you go out 20 years down the road, he uses $1 million of long-term care, so he uses his entire bucket of money up, and then he dies, there's still going to be a guaranteed minimum death benefit of about $28,000. That means that's going to be paid back to the estate, too. So if we subtract that out, the 120 minus 28, well, minus the inflation or the cost of money growing over time, you can see where the asset base makes a lot of sense. Because you just got more guaranteed. You're going to get some money back either way. You're going to get at least $144,000 back guaranteed, where on the traditional, you put the $98,000 in. There's no guarantee that that money's going to come back. You could go hit by the bus tomorrow and die. There's nothing paid back to your estate. Now, if you are a C corporation, that's where it would maybe make sense to write that check for $98,000 because, you know, you're getting a 35-40% discount if you figure taxes, whatever else. That's why they have single pay traditional plans, because technically they can write 100% of that off, where a C corporation cannot write 100% of the asset based plan off because there's some kind of death benefit in there and the IRS doesn't allow you to deduct that. Now, if we switch and go to a female at 60 years old, here's the problem. That single-pay traditional plan for a female is $151,000. The asset-based plan is $136,000. So it would make no sense to buy a traditional on a single payment unless, again, it was a C corporation, and they would have to do the math and do the taxes and see if that made sense. If it was a married couple, this is very interesting because this one particular company that gives us a single pay traditional, their joint plan, so 60-year-old husband and wife, they could buy $6,000 of insurance a month for 6 years with 3% inflation. They would each have their own bucket of money in that amount. That premium would be $151,000. That's the exact same premium it is for a female. So this particular company, the way they schedule their pricing, the man rides along for free, so to speak. But if I were doing an asset-based plan where they each had that $6,000 a month for 6 years with the inflation rider, they'd have to put about $250,000 into the plan. So in that case, if you're a married couple, like Andrew's question, he didn't say whether he's married or not, but if he has a wife, he could really look at it and say, I can pay $151,000 and just be done, or I'd pay $256,000, but then there would be a death benefit on each of us that would return premium. And if they don't care about that, they could save the $100,000 and do the traditional plan with a single payment. So again, it's not as cut and dry as just like yes or no. We have to look at your situation, but I just thought this was a wonderful question because we get this all the time, right? I mean, we're not stupid. You don't get something for nothing. So a lot of people are saying, well, am I paying more in order to get that death benefit? Well, it seems like you would say, yes, you're going to pay more, but that's not always the case. And so we're going to look at your situation. We're going to figure that out and see if it makes sense. And if you're a C corporation, by all means, yes, we will look at just doing a single pay traditional or maybe a 10 pay traditional. So great question. So thanks again, Andrew from Issaquah, for sending that question in. And if you have a question for us, you can always send us a question at our website at 525longtermcare.com. Stick around. I got a great client of the week here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about how some parents took some money that they wanted to give to a daughter and set up a plan for them, and I'll explain why we did it and how we did it. We'll be right back to Long Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
You know, we can't always count on good health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel in having long-term care coverage. And if you've been thinking about it but have questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join my friends from 525 Advisors Friday, August 21st at 9 a.m. for their free long-term care planning live webinar. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. And when you're ready, 525 Advisors will work with you to design your custom plan, just as they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has a lifetime benefit that pays us back if we never use it. I love the amount of time they spend with us. It's not just me. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today at 525longtermcare.com for their class coming up August 21st, 9 a.m. The class is free, and they'll give you a copy of their long-term care planning book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Tory Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently, one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
Okay, segment three. Here we go. And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. And, boy, you know, that was just quite the... I was trying to explain that question of the week there. It's a lot of numbers there at the end, but let me just sum up. The bottom line is, for Andrew, can I just make a single payment and buy just the insurance? Yes, you can. But as you can see from those numbers, it's rarely does it make sense because the asset-based plans, depending on your health and your age, in most cases, you're for the same amount of money or just a little bit more, you're going to guarantee that that money is going to go back. And if you don't want it back, it can go back to a charity or something like that. Because remember, these asset-based plans, when that return of premium is going back to somebody, you have a beneficiary. It can be whoever you want. It can be, you know, a family member. It can be a church. It can be a charity. You know, Boys and Girls Club, whatever you want. So bottom line is, yeah, the option is out there. I think the single pay premium for a traditional plan generally makes sense. If you're a C corporation, you have the money, you can write that expense off, and it will really benefit you because it saves you 30% in taxes or 40%. It really would make sense at that point. Again, our next class, next Friday on the 21st, that is going to be a 9 a.m. kickoff. That, again, is next Friday. You can sign up at 525longtermcare.com. It's just right there on our homepage. And again, the webinar is free. We're going to learn about all these things we're talking about on the radio show. And then we will give you a copy of our book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning, for attending as well, too. So you can email us. We'll send you a PDF copy. Or you can just let us know. We'll actually put a stamp on an envelope and get that mailed out to you. We have no problem with that at all. It's just the book kind of goes over some examples and all the information we talk about in the webinar because it's hard. The reason why Madeline and I do what we do is because we understand that if we start with education, get you kind of up to speed, you're going to have a lot better chance at designing a meaningful plan for you versus having somebody just sell you something that you really don't want or need. So that's why we do it. So again, next class, Friday the 21st at 9 a.m., and you can sign up on our website there. So this is where we really get into the client of the week, my favorite segment of the show, of course. And I bring to you an example of how we designed a policy and why we went through the process this way. And this week is really kind of a unique case. I don't know that I've done one like this before on the radio. But this is parents buying a policy for an adult child. And this came up in conversation the other day on the phone, and I thought, gosh, you know, I don't know that I've really talked about this on the radio, because it is something that you can do, and it's actually quite common. So when we were going back to the asset-based type of long-term care plans, remember that there's some other benefit in there. Most of them have some kind of life insurance chassis buried underneath that long-term care insurance to return premium. And it also gives us ownership rights. So parents can buy a asset-based long-term care policy for a child. They can even own the policy, and the child can be the insured. Now, why would you want to do this? A lot of us, like I have whole life insurance policies for my kids. I bought them when they were born because the cost of insurance for children is next to nothing. And so you get this great compounding effect on the money. Just think of it as a 401k. That's why you do it over the long haul. They get this great tax deferred compounding effect of cash value in these life insurance policies. You also have insurance on the kids early on. So that in case something happens to them medically down the road and they can't get insurance, you have a policy in place. So there's a lot of advantages, but I own those policies. My kids are the insured, and someday I will transfer. The goal is to transfer those policies back to my children. Now, you can do something very similar on a long-term care plan, and that's what we did this week. Our client is Ashley, who is 45. The owners are Ashley's parents. That's Ron and Teresa. And so Ron and Teresa are clients of mine, and we were talking about their situation and their family situation. And without disclosing too much information, you know, they have an adult daughter, Ashley, who is in kind of a questionable relationship. Let's just put it that way. She has a teenage daughter. She's kind of married to what Ron describes as a good time Charlie. The guy doesn't seem to ever be able to get it together. Teresa is the bread earner. They think that, you know, the marriage probably isn't going to last a whole lot longer. They're not real sure. But what they're really worried about is they're saying, look, Ashley's the breadwinner. She is, if something happens to her, it would be devastating to their granddaughter. And if something happens to her down the road, maybe Ron and Teresa aren't going to be in a position physically to really provide help. And so they're just looking at the whole mess of the family. So they're asking about how, you know, can we could just give her the money to buy a long-term care plan. But the problem is then there's an asset, there's cash value, there's all these things involved in that. And if Ashley's marriage ends up ending in divorce or separation or something, they just don't want it to get convoluted. They said, is there a way that we can protect her without having that policy, you know, at risk of being canceled or having to be sold off or something? I said, absolutely. Absolutely, you can do that. And so that's really how this discussion started. And so what we did is we actually worked backwards from the gift allowance that the parents can give, $16,000 a year to a child, tax-free. So that's your gift allowance. But they didn't want to do that because they just thought that money was just going to get lost in the marriage and it wouldn't be able to get put to good use. And so what they did is they actually designed a policy. They said, we would like to make $32,000 premium payments for 5 years. Can you work it backwards from that? Because they're going to make that first payment right now, but they're assuming that the daughter is not going to be married a year from now, that then they could turn that policy over to their daughter and they could still pay it. They could gift her $16,000 each a year, and then they could have that policy paid up in 5 years. So that was what they kind of wanted to do. So we worked backwards from that $32,000 premium of five payments of $32,000. And this is what we did for Ashley. We set her up a plan that's going to give her an initial $7,040 a month of long-term care. So that means if she went on claim today, which is unlikely because, again, Ashley's only 45, she would have $7,040 of long-term care coming in. That's a total of $546,000 of benefit. So that long-term care would pay her $7,000 a month for 6 years. So she's got over $500,000 of long-term care insurance today. The policy also has that 3% compound inflation rider on it. So that means that $7,000 monthly benefit is going to grow, and the actual amount of long-term care insurance is going to grow too. So if we just go out and we say, hey, what about when she's 65? Well, actually, she's going to have $12,700 a month, or a total long-term care benefit of $986,000. If she goes out to age 84, she's going to have $22,296 a month of long-term care benefit coming in for 6 years, or a total of $1,730,000 of long-term care insurance. This is the advantage of putting these plans in place when you're young, because you can get that compound inflation rider on them and just grow the value of the policy. So this policy is going to be completely paid up by Ashley, by her parents, with by making 5 guaranteed level payments of $32,000. So the parents own the policy right now. So they own the policy. So it's in their name. Now, you're probably sitting there wondering, it's like, what happens if something happens to Ashley? What happens if she gets taken out in a car crash? Well, because of this, asset-based long-term care plan has a life insurance policy on it. There's a $168,000 death benefit that's going to be paid out the first 4 years of the policy. Then it jumps up to $191,000 for the fifth year. It's kind of weird, the actuarial science on this particular plan. But net-net effect is that there's a $168,000 death benefit on this policy. So if anything ever happens to her, that $168,000 can be paid back. And so the parents have set it up as the beneficiary of that would be their granddaughter. So again, they own the policy. Ashley is the person that's insured. Their granddaughter would be the benefit in case Ashley never uses. This money would go back to her. Now, remember, they only put $160,000 into it. They're guaranteed to get $168,000 back. So that is the benefit. Now, if Ashley happens to go into long-term care, regardless of when it is, and she uses all of her long-term care insurance, there's still going to be a $33,000 guaranteed benefit paid back to the granddaughter, basically Ashley's daughter. That's the guaranteed minimum death benefit. So the way these plans work is they say, you take a plan out, you don't go on long-term care, we give you the full death benefit back, which is, you know, in this case is more than you put into the plan. However, if you trigger a claim, they're going to give you the death benefit minus any long-term care benefits paid out. So after you've been on claim for 2 years, you've technically used up all your death benefit, so there's no more death benefit. Well, then the guaranteed minimum death benefit kicks in at $33,000. So we kind of call that the funeral fund. That $33,000 is going to be paid out even if Ashley does use $1 million of long-term care insurance down the road and then passes away. Now, think about that. They only made 5 payments of $32,000. They're guaranteed to get one of those payments back, $33,000 back, regardless of what happens. So really, they're buying this plan for about $128,000. And folks, I will just tell you, this is one of the best gifts that you can give an adult child, because a lot of them, like Ashley in this situation at 45 with a teenage daughter and a marriage that's kind of on the rocks, she's not in a position to go out and get this long-term care insurance. Now, she could go out and get hit by a bus tomorrow and end up with an injury, which would make her uninsurable forever. Or she could get diagnosed with an illness, an autoimmune disease or something, make her uninsurable forever. So what the parents have really done on this is they've said, look, we are going to gift $32,000 a year to our daughter. We're going to own this policy right now. If she's divorced next year, we will just make her the owner of the policy. We will still pay the $32,000 because we can do that under the IRS gift rules. So they're going to buy this policy for. Now, if something crazy happens and they, for whatever reason, they need to cancel the policy, well, after they've put their money into this plan, they've paid the $160,000 into this plan, you got to realize, you can go down 10, 15 years, there's $160,000 cash value in the policy as well, too. So again, they are just repositioning assets from one pocket to another pocket. Their daughter is the insured, so she is covered. And remember, what I love about these plans is people forget this. About a third of the people that trigger a long-term care benefit are under age 65. Now, number one reason for that is usually an accident or a sudden illness like cancer. So maybe you have cancer or I know a guy who was just telling me he wrecked a paraglider and ended up spending 2 years in a wheelchair. Now he's back up and running right now, but he's had his back fused and all these things. So those kind of events happen. So this benefit isn't something that the parents are buying for Ashley that's only going to provide her a benefit when she's, you know, in her 80s or 90s. No, she's got coverage today, and it's very meaningful coverage. And I just love this plan. The other nice thing about this plan is this plan triggers. It just pays cash. It's a cash indemnity plan, which means that she can just turn that money on and she will get the full $7,000, $8,000, $10,000, whatever the policy's grown to. She will get that full benefit every month. She can pay for informal care. She can pay for formal care. It is a very flexible plan. And Ashley was incredibly good health right now, not taking any medication. So it was just an easy, squeezy policy to put in place. And the parents feel wonderful about this. They're saying, you know, we could give her $32,000 a year. We just don't know what would happen to that. And they think that the you know, good time Charlie would probably spend it on a car or something. So they feel better about putting something in place that can protect their daughter, protect their granddaughter, and also really kind of protect them, too, in case something happens to their daughter. They don't have to worry about trying to step in and give up their life to try to take care of her. So just a really, really nice plan. Very flexible. And it's something if you have adult children out there and you're looking at maybe moving some of your estate to them, this is a great way to do it. So you can own the policy for as long as you want, and you can even just put it in your will that when I pass away, that this policy, the ownership changes to my child. You can do that, but the policy will be paid up. So just a really slick program, and I just love designing things like this. Stick around. We've got a little bit more long-term care radio we're going to get to when we get back. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Tory Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently, one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You know, we can't always count on good health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel in having long-term care coverage. And if you've been thinking about it but have questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join my friends from 525 Advisors Friday, August 21st at 9 a.m. for their free long-term care planning live webinar. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. And when you're ready, 525 Advisors will work with you to design your custom plan, just as they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has a lifetime benefit that pays us back if we never use it. I love the amount of time they spend with us. It's not just me. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today at 525longtermcare.com for their class coming up August 21st, 9 a.m. The class is free, and they'll give you a copy of their long-term care planning book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
Okay, welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. So I got to tell you, I got a haircut here last week, and man, it was like shearing a sheep. I have not had a haircut, I think, since January, right after Christmas or right before Christmas. So maybe it was December that I got the last haircut, and it was kind of funny because I had the clippers at home, and I thought, well, I'm going to just have my wife trim my hair up. You know, how hard can it be? And then I watched some What Could Go Wrong videos on YouTube and changed my mind pretty quickly. I thought, man, we got enough pressure with this COVID going on and the kids being at home and the stress in the household. So I thought that's the last thing we need is to have a haircut gone wrong. So my place opened up and, you know, put the mask on and went in and got a haircut and feel like $10, I got to tell you. So it's hard to believe those little things we take for granted, what a big difference that makes in our life. And so I'm glad to see some of those people out there that are, you know, cutting hair and working, getting back to work. I think it's something that we really need in this economy right now. And by the way, you heard some ads again. I have one more class coming up in August. We just had one Thursday. It was fantastic. I've got one more class. It's, you know, over the web, obviously a webinar class. It's next Friday, the 21st at 9 a.m. And just so you know, what's really cool about our software is that there's nothing, there's no executable for you on your end. You're going to sign up. You're going to get a link. We're just going to email it to you. And all you do is click and open up the link in your browser. It's like opening up a web page. That's it. And it allows you to watch the webinar on your smartphone, on your laptop, on your desktop, on your smart TV. It doesn't matter. And if you have a keyboard, you can send us a question, because all you do is you type your questions in at the end, and they're going to pop up in a little menu for me, and I'm going to get those questions. I'm going to read them and answer the questions. And that's really the format we had in our class, which I think is the best part about the classes, is getting the people's questions. And what I do miss about the webinar, I'll be honest with you, is that usually in the class, you know, about every other class or so, somebody would share a story about their parent or a loved one that went through, or maybe their caregiver journey. And I always got a lot of value out of that. And I think a lot of people that attended the classes got that too. So we kind of miss that part of the class doing these over the web. But we do get the questions. And what I do is I read those questions back out and say, hey, you know, Brian wants to know such and such, or Pam wants to know such and such. So you guys get those questions answered as well too. And so that's the best part. So last class for August, and then we are rolling into September in school, and it's going to be a heck of a fall. We'll see how everything turns out. So, but again, I appreciate everybody tuning in. And by the way, don't forget, you can always get the podcast on our website too. So 525longtermcare.com, sign up for our next webinar, and you can get our podcast, and you can poke around the website. There's a lot of information there for you as well too. So we started off the show really talking about rent versus buying, and Andrew's question, you know, can I just make a single payment but not get the death benefit, not pay for any of the other benefits of the asset-based plan, and just get the insurance? And, you know, again, short answer is you can, but, you know, I mean, the difference, the vast majority of people just look at it and say, no, I'll take the asset base because it's going to give me a few more features. But again, if I'm in a situation as a owner of a C corporation, I can write it off. Yeah, a lot of times it will make sense. And so we still have that option for you. But I think there's some other things that we always want to consider when we're planning for long-term care. And there's this hubbub out there in the insurance world. You have these advisors that they are just firm believers of traditional long-term care. And most of those advisors that I run into that are that way are people that have just, you know, sold traditional long-term care insurance for 30 years. That's all they've known. They don't understand how these asset-based or hybrid plans work, or why you would use one or where. They're still just about selling you an annual premium and off you go. In fact, I was at one of these big meeting, you know, conventions where I spoke at years ago, and I had this financial advisor come up to me and tell me, like, oh, well, I sell long-term care insurance too, but I only sell Genworth. And I just kind of bit my tongue and looked at her and said, oh, that's nice. And I walked away and I told Madeline, it's like, that's funny, I've never sold the Genworth policy, because Genworth is a public company. You can read their stock minutes out there, and they promoted themselves as the Cadillac company, but you know what? They've got financial problems, and they have had more rate increases than any company out there, so to speak. So you have to be aware of the people that pick one camp or the other, and there's some people that maybe will only sell asset-based long-term care, and I'm like, that's not fair either, because there's still a spot for traditional long-term care, and especially if you're with the right company. I love the 10-pay traditionals. I love some of these mutual companies. They're just some really good options for traditional plans. And one of the things we have to look at is, personally, what do we like? Do we like payments or not? I'm one of those guys that I hate payments. In fact, I've got a small loan right now on a vehicle that's 0.99% interest. And I'm sitting there thinking, I should just pay that off. You know, financially, it probably doesn't make sense. I'm using somebody else's money for less than 1% a year. Maybe I should just do that. But I personally, my own personal feeling, I just don't like having those payments over my head. So I get some value in having something paid off. It isn't not necessarily financial value, and I think that's what we tend to see out there, is financial advisors like to put stuff into computers. They like to spit out numbers, because as human beings, we like finite things. We like beginnings. We like ends. We like certainty. We like to plug those numbers in and say, if we add $300 a month to this and we get 7.2%, we're going to have this amount on this date. That's what we like. And so that's the nice thing about some of these asset-based plans or these limited pay options is we can say, hey, I'm just going to pay X amount for 10 years and then it's fully paid up. Or like our client of the week, they could have stretched that out for Ashley over 10 years. They could have even done it over 20 years. She was young enough. But they said, you know what? No, we want to gift her $32,000 for 5 years and just have it done. So we can do that. So you have to really not sit there and analyze. I've got a guy right now that he's just analyzing the heck out of everything I send him. And I finally just said, look, this is not the way you plan for long-term care insurance. You can't dismiss your personal feelings. Are you somebody that rents? Are you somebody that owns? Are you somebody that hates payments? Are you somebody that saves and pays cash for everything? There's a value to you in doing that. That's okay. And so we have a lot of those options out there today available on these plans. So when somebody comes to me and says, does it make more sense to do this or this, I generally turn that question back around. What's important to you? Why? You know, I had a uncle that never had any debt. He was always broke, but every time he got paid, he went straight to the bank and he cashed his check and he walked around with a big wad of cash in his pocket and paid cash for everything. And there's still some people out there that do that. And I'm not saying that's wrong. He got some value out of that. He liked the idea of not having a payment come in. In fact, he even hated utility bills. He was just that kind of guy. So you have to understand that paying less for something may bring value to you, but maybe it doesn't. And so the whole idea of a traditional plan is technically, yes, I am paying less. I'm just making these annual payments. I'm not coming up with $100,000 up front. I'm going to make $3,000 a year of payments. And you're sitting there saying, well, it's going to take me 30 years to get into that $100,000, whatever it is. Well, you might think that, and you might run through those numbers, but you can't dismiss what you personally feel. And so that's the nice thing about these long-term care plans. Today, you can come in, you can do a lump sum payment, you can do 5 payments, you can do 10 payments, you can do a traditional plan. And if you listen, like a couple of weeks ago, we had a couple of retired teachers. They're going to have pension. They're going to have Social Security. They've got a guaranteed income. Well, for those people, it's easier to budget out a pay-as-you-go type of plan and say, we're going to budget, $5,200 a year for our long-term care insurance and not tap into our savings into a lump sum. And then you'll hear other clients that have, they'll come in and they'll just write a check for $300,000-$400,000 in a lump sum because they've got the assets. Maybe they sold a property. Maybe they had some investments, whatever. And they're just freeing up their life. They don't want any payments. They don't want to have to worry about a statement coming every year. They don't want to have to worry about any of that. And they see some value in that. Not necessarily does it make the most financial sense. It's just nice to be free of not having the payment. So we always look at those things. And when you work with us, those are some of the things I'm going to be asking you when we sit down to design a plan, because there is no one right answer. Financially, yes, we can get the computers out and we can plug it in and plug returns and all that stuff. You can do that. But with insurance planning, you have to decide. Do you want the payment? Do you not? We can go either way. So thanks again for everybody tuning in this week. Again, our next class is this next Friday, the 21st at 9 a.m. You can jump on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. It's right there on the homepage. Just sign up. You'll get a link. Madeline will have that sent email to you. And all you do is click on it and you can join us next Friday. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.